Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Founders Got Fired. Can a founder be fired? Now let's get started with today's show. Ever wonder if the person who started a company can actually be fired from their own business? It happens more often than you think, and understanding why could save your startup. Here's the uncomfortable truth most founders don't realize until it's too late. The moment you take outside investment, you begin trading ownership for opportunity. Think of it like inviting people into your house. At first, you're the clear homeowner. But with each investment round, you're essentially selling rooms. Eventually, you might own the smallest bedroom while your investors control the living room, kitchen, and front door. Legally speaking, your board of directors controls the CEO position, even if you're the founder sitting in that chair. When voting shares shift away from you through equity dilution, you become an employee in your own company. Can a founder be fired? Absolutely. The board has that power, and they'll use it if they believe it serves the company's best interests. Steve Jobs learned this lesson the hard way in 1985 when he was forced out of Apple by his own board. Despite co-founding the company, he'd lost voting control through years of bringing in investors and partners. The board felt his leadership style was actually hurting Apple's growth. Even iconic founders aren't immune to being ousted from their own creation. So why do founders get fired? It usually comes down to performance issues, like missing financial targets, leadership conflicts with board members, or vision misalignment as the company outgrows the founder's capabilities. Sometimes it's personal conduct that damages the company's reputation, but here's what you can do to protect yourself. Maintain controlling interest in voting shares as long as possible. Structure your board composition to keep a founder-friendly majority. Negotiate strong founder agreements with termination protections, and consider dual-class share structures that preserve your voting control even as you raise capital. Before taking any investment, map out your ownership percentage after each potential funding round. Know exactly when you'll lose control and negotiate protections before you're in a vulnerable position. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.